Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, continued, Disc 2. Myth number 2. I don't do vulnerability. When we were children, we used to think that when we were grown up, we would no longer be vulnerable. But to grow up is to accept vulnerability. To be alive is to be vulnerable. Madeline L'Engle. The definition and examples that you just listened to make busting the second vulnerability myth a lot easier. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, "Interesting topic, but I don't do vulnerability." It's often buttressed by a gender or professional explanation. "I'm an engineer. We hate vulnerability." "I'm a lawyer. We eat vulnerability for breakfast." "Guys don't do vulnerability." "Trust me, I get it. I'm not a guy or an engineer or a lawyer, but I've spoken these exact words 100 times. Unfortunately, there is no get-out-of-vulnerability-free card. We can't opt out of the uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure that's woven through our daily experiences. Life is vulnerable. Look back at the list of examples. These are the challenges of being alive, of being in a relationship, of being connected. Even if we choose to stay out of relationships and opt for disconnection as a form of protection, we're still alive, and that means vulnerability happens. When we operate from the belief that we don't do vulnerability, it's extremely helpful to ask ourselves the following questions. If we truly don't know the answers, we can bravely ask someone with whom we are close. They'll probably have an answer, even if we don't want to hear it. 1. What do I do when I feel emotionally exposed? 2. How do I behave when I'm feeling very uncomfortable and uncertain? 3. How willing am I to take emotional risks? Before I started doing this work, my honest answers would have been 1. Scared, angry, judgmental, controlling, perfecting, manufacturing certainty. 2. Scared, angry, judgmental, controlling, perfecting, manufacturing certainty. 3. At work, very unwilling if criticism, judgment, blame, or shame was possible. Taking emotional risks with the people I love was always mired in fear of something bad happening. A total joy killer that we'll explore in the Armory chapter.